It's the Tiltcast, episode 277, and on Good Nights, I Tint.
Bet you do, you fuckers.
This week we talk about Civ 6.
Yeah.
And
Pervs.
Legend, no more Fallout 4, and
shit.
Some, fuckers.
Some news about the Nintendo Switch.
Menopause.
Stay tuned.
There we go.
Feels so good. It feels so good.
I have to crack a... caffeine at this point.
Cracker caffeine.
I told you guys right before we started, I think I burnt the candle in half.
Yes, you have. I'm somewhere in there somewhere. I don't know. I think I've split it off into like 8 different sections and started burning them all at once.
I stopped playing Fallout for the sake of the show.
What the fuck?
I'll go back to it.
Okay, then.
Just not now. I think at 180 hours, whatever I'm at at this point, it's no more.
No more?
No more for a minute.
You're finally done?
Yeah.
For a second?
I got to the point where I was like, oh, I'll play New Vegas, and I'll play the other, and then New Vegas wouldn't validate for one reason or another, and it wouldn't re-download, and then I could not get 3 to launch to save my life.
Windows!
Windows 10 thinks it's not compatible, and it really isn't, but...
Windows!
I've downloaded...
emulators?
All sorts of shit.
Oh, man.
It's 6 hours 7? Wasted.
Yeah, a Windows 7 emulator on Windows 10.
The fuck?
Make it compatibility modes, all kinds of shit.
Like, I know at this point, I have the RAM and I have the power to make that game look really good, but nothing fucking works with that game if you're on Windows 10. It is uncanny, and it just pisses me off.
That's when you need to get Linux. I mean...
No, who knows if it even runs on Linux.
What?
Oh, you said Linux.
Or, you know, just downgrade, because that's...
I'm not going to downgrade.
You can have a separate partition that's just downgraded just for games.
Just for that one, now at that point...
That's when you know that you have fallen out like crazy now.
Not doing that right now.
Oh, come on.
But, yeah, I have been burning the candle in half. This week I went and I worked... I got sick. I was fairly sick when we recorded last time, and I just barely made it through that episode.
Yeah, you did.
And then Monday, I really was barely making it through work, and so I went to work in Monday morning to go back to work the following day and close.
Oh, jeez.
And then I stayed late because shit didn't work, and things happened, and I couldn't get out of there.
Just slept under his
desk.
And
then I told my boss, I was like, I am finding somebody to cover me. I will not be in Wednesday. I feel like ass.
No?
And I got all these things planned for Friday night. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, like, I'm pretty honest with my boss. I was like, I'm not playing games because you have me on all my accounts anyway. You'll see when I'm online.
Right.
I'm not gaming. I'm going to be going. My happy ass is going to rest on Wednesday and try to get better so that I can drive a ridiculous amount on Friday and Saturday and still be good to come in Saturday to close. And so, oh, yeah. What is today?
Today is the 23rd.
October 23rd.
Oh my gosh.
At 8:36 p.m.
Happy Halloween.
Getting there, yeah.
Close.
Well, that'll be what we're saying next week.
Trick or treat.
But yeah, so like it was really fucking busy for me, and I burning the candle like that was really hurting me.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
And so I slept and rested and played a little 7 Days to Die.
Holy balls.
And I'll talk more about that later.
All right.
I had fun last night.
Last night.
Last night. The tale of the last 2 days starts on Friday.
Ah.
Where I decided to pick up my buddy, who's my old concert buddy.
Weren't you working last night?
It's today Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah, today's Sunday, man.
Sunday.
Holy
God,
balls.
Get it together.
He doesn't know what day it is. He's been burning all kinds of candles.
16 candles.
Burn that bitch.
He's got, like, boxes and boxes of candles and flamethrowers and bullshit.
Well, I'm not sleeping. So, Friday, the tale of Friday was me going to Oklahoma City, which is about, for me, an hour 40. It should be an hour 45. I made it in an hour 20.
Nice.
Picked up my buddy. I was hauling ass. Like, I had shit to do here, and then I had to, like, I wanted at least sort of have a presentable house so I wouldn't have to mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take care of my affairs, and then I left, and then I got there right when my buddy wanted to leave, and we wanted to get
He's
to KC.
Having affairs.
Mm.
Multiple affairs, of course.
Of course.
One of them with my dog.
So, I leave here. I get there at like 2:20, and we want to leave to get to KC at 7 o'clock to see a band called the Dillinger Escape Plan. And not everybody really knows what they are, but they're renownedly fucking crazy live. And it's their last tour after 20 years of being a band, and I wanted to see them. And so I made it happen. I told my boss what's going on. It's like, I'm making this happen. I'm bending over backwards. I didn't even have to explain it to him. He just, you know, he let me do what I needed to do.
After you explained it to him.
Well, yeah, he didn't really need to. Because I canceled my time off so that I could close on Saturday night. So he's been super reasonable with me, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I decide to go to the show. We leave. We're trying to get there by 7. It doesn't happen because we're waiting on two of his buddies.
Oh.
And his two buddies are these twins. And this is great. I go to the show with three people in med school. So I go with my buddy. I'm not going to actually say their names because mm-hmm. in a certain small way, they could be in trouble for what we were going to do.
Okay, so give them names. Oh, come on. You can come up with a name off the top of your head.
We'll just call them AJ.
AJ?
Robert and Bob.
Robert and Bob.
And AJ, Robert, and Bob. AJ's the main guy, right?
All
right.
Rob and Bob.
Right, Rob and Bob. And I'm going to say Rob and Bob because they were twins.
Right.
And like I said, they're all in med school.
So basically Robert and Robert.
Yeah. Well, even their names are similar anyway.
Rob and Bob.
But they, no, I get it. A little slow. I get it. I get it. The wheels have to turn. I have to go around the block and come back and then see what I missed. But so we were waiting on them. They were running late. And the funny thing is, so he's in med school on top of being a paramedic, and he works in trauma ER. So, like, he had to call into work. I just said his name, didn't I? So
he really did.
We'll just say his name.
You suck, dude.
Whatever.
You suck at this whole name shit.
You really do.
It's okay. I can beep it out.
Okay. So AJ decides that we're going to wait on them because we need to go ahead and wait. And they don't show up for almost an hour. And the crazy thing is they
killed a bitch.
Live right across from campus from where he was at in class. They were just running slow. I was like, how do you guys get to work on time if you can't even... He's like, well, you know, nobody's going to get me in trouble. I was like, we're about to get you in trouble. Get your ass in the car and we're leaving. And so we didn't have the best start to how we met, but we quickly, you know, I got along with him pretty well, Rob and Bob. And so we drive up and I'm breaking speed laws because I'm trying to get there on time. So I'm driving about 90, 95. And to be fair, the highway is 75 anyway and 80 in parts. So I was actually going the speed of traffic half the time. There was almost no cops. But we were flying, so we get to go from OKC to Kansas City, which is supposed to be about 5 hours. We make it in 4. And
not speeding at all. No.
Yeah, well, we got there at 7:45, and we didn't know that it was homecoming for KU.
Oh,
and we're going to Lawrence, Kansas.
That's funny.
There's no hotel rooms, and AJ's a poor planner. He knows this. I talk to him about this constantly. So he got a hotel like 2 days before. We knew about this for 6 weeks. He gets a hotel 2 days before. And the only hotel we can find is a CDS All-American Heritage Inn where there's stains all over the floors, the wallpaper's peeling. It's one room with one bed. And the twins take the bed because you guys are brothers and you're 23. Just sleep together. But just sleep together.
Did the desk attendant ask you for how long?
No, we didn't say.
How many hours?
No, he said it was for one person, and then we had people meeting us up there, and he was saying party of AJ, his buddy was, that was meeting us up there to take us to the show. And so he'd been waiting on us for about 20 minutes. And so we go in like, you know, like, you ever read The Hobbit? You know how Gandalf, like, introduces one dwarf to Tom Bombadil, right? Like, this is an obscure reference to anybody who hadn't read
the
book.
Like, where the fuck are you going with this?
Well, you know, like, you introduce one, and then he kind of slowly introduces all 13 because he says only one's staying. That's what I felt like.
Jesus, you goddamn word.
So, this is what happens, and we decide that we're going to
Wait, wait, wait. Did the hotel guy sing about the River Daughter? Because if not, then I'm totally lost.
No, did not sing about the River Daughter. But we, he told us that we needed to lock our car and that we needed to make sure that we checked on the car at least once sometime in the middle of the night,
uh-huh.
which made us feel absolutely safe.
Way awesome. Way awesome.
So, we unload, and one by one, we go find this, you know, we try to sneak by, and we realize the front desk is by all entrances to this room. So, we just kind of one by one take stuff back there. And at some point, I guess he just figures we're full of shit, because he doesn't give a shit. So, anyways, we all go back to this room, and decide the twins are getting the bed. I was smart enough to bring a bag, because I'm a prepared bastard. And...
You didn't sleep in the car?
No.
Ah.
No. And we actually switched it up. At some point, I guess AJ was just too drunk, and he just fell asleep in the bed, and one of the twins fell asleep next to him, and the other one just slept on the floor next to me, so it was pretty hilarious. Like, he just grabbed, like, they just split the blankets and the pillows up, and he was just, like, asleep on the floor when I woke up. But me and AJ are old school partiers, and we know how to do this, and we know how to do this as adults. They all brought IV kits, which we actually didn't break out. I was really proud of myself for not having to break out the IV kit. But they all three had, like, their travel bags.
Jesus, just use the goddamn potassium bag.
And so we go up there, and we actually get there before we find out that when there's re-entry to the show, and it's not in a huge venue. It's called the Granada. And they'll let us go in and come back out. The only people that are 21 can go in and come out because they get the wristband. So we do that. We don't actually drink there because we know that drinks at any show anywhere is always going to be fucking expensive.
Like $6 a bottle?
Right. But we're in Lawrence fucking Kansas. This is a college town and there are bars galore downtown.
Right?
Of course.
There is a bar. You look in a direction, there's six bars. So we go across the street someplace called Luisa's and they have a beer special for craft beer. And it's only craft beer that's in this one fridge. It's all shit I've never heard of. It looks like, you know, like when you go into like a high dollar grocery store and they have all those like custom sodas.
Right.
That's what it looked like to me. And it's all these like weird, like fruity or earthy beers. It looks like a bunch of hippie shit. And I decide, you know what? Fuck it. There's this like New Mexico Brewing Company that has a Java chocolate beer. So I get this Java chocolate beer. It's my first one. I was like, oh, this ain't bad. And it's an 11 point. It's like, holy fuck, this is thick.
Oh, my God.
So I chugged three of those, and again, it's before we go to the show. We had 45 minutes, so I was just like, I'm in drunk mode, I'm in party mode.
Okay.
These 23-year-olds need to learn how to man the fuck up, and they're over there sipping on a couple of buds, and I'm like, don't you want to get a little bit buzzed for getting there? He's like, oh, we took a shot of Fireball.
I'm pretty sure they served that shit in the room.
I was like, yeah, Fireball's for pussies. I was like, get in here like a real man, these are $2.50. It's like, for $10, you can get lit quick, and then we can go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just pop, pop, pop. And then top it off with the Guinness because I needed something smooth to even it out because it wasn't quite so dank as the others. And it was the Java chocolate stout, like oatmeal, fucking crazy shit.
What?
It was like, it was the consistency of light maple syrup. I mean, it was that thick.
Oh, wow.
And you pour it down and you just feel it running down your throat.
Oh, shit.
And, but it was tasty, but it was super. You know, like when you drink an IPA, how it's like dank?
Yes.
Is the only word I can come up with. It has a dankness to it, even though it's got like a Java chocolate flavor to it.
That's just.
It doesn't sound good, but it was good. It was just thick, and it's not something. It's like when you get drunk on like my father's root beer.
Right.
And it's like a sweet drunk, and you feel weird.
Yes.
Or like if you don't know how to drink and you're drinking slippery nipples all night, like I did when I was 21 at one point, because I didn't know what else to drink. I was like, oh, these are tasty.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah,
have like, I it's like a. Candy drunk is like the poison, like sweetness of death. Because when you throw it up, it tastes sweet.
Oh, gross. Ew! You know, fuck.
Like
I never really. I've
ever thrown up sweet liquor or a sweet shot. It's gross.
I try to avoid that if possible.
It's like
I can handle my liquor.
Yeah, well, I haven't always, but I can better than I used to. And I don't drink all that often, but I still hold my own. I feel like I'm not crazy like Navy alcoholic style. Like, I'm not going to go in there and like drink, take 11 shots and then go to the show. But, you know, I shot four beers in 45 minutes. Uh-huh. So I was drinking those pretty quick. So we haul ass to the show. The show is stupid. Stupid in that we got there right on time. They started at 9:30 and it wasn't an offense to the opening bands. I don't usually do that, but we were on a mission. We needed to get drunk before the show. I wasn't going to pay $40 for beers. $10 was way in my budget.
Yep.
So I did that, you know, tipped the bartender like $3 because it was only $10 tab. And then we hauled ass into that show. And the way this venue is set up, it's not very big. So it's jam-packed with people, and there's a back row and a front row. It's like an old play theater. Except what they've done is they've put a bar and then set it up about chest high above the group below you. And that's the top floor, quote unquote, balcony. And then below that is the pit. So we, me and AJ, snuck up to the edge of that bar so we could look down on the pit but still see the band, which is how I got some really incredible photos.
Okay.
But I got some pretty fucking incredible photos. But DEP is stupid live. They were very tight. It was very clear. It was extremely energetic. They did whatever the fuck they wanted. They interacted with the crowd like I've never seen. They've been around for 20 years, and the hardcore fans like actually know a lot of the songs. The songs are very eccentric and erratic, have odd time signatures, and somehow when you've listened to every song 100 times like I have, I mean, you know most of the lyrics, even though I don't normally do that. They have somewhat catchy lyrics, and I knew most of it, and apparently most of the crowd did. So the crowd was singing most of the songs all the way. And you'd see somebody crowd surf up, and then the guy would grab the guy by the shirt and pull him up to the mic with him and let him sing and then move him on his way down the crowd.
That's awesome.
So there was that. They also notorious for being fairly erratic on stage and accidentally hitting people with their guitars. So I didn't want to get that close because I didn't need to come back to work to manage a bunch of people and look like I just got out of Fight Club. And I told my boss, I was like, I don't want to look like I came out of Fight Club. I said something like, be prepared for that. But in my mind, I'm like, I need to be better than that. I need to be an adult this time.
This guy.
So I lived. I stayed back from the pit for once, which is something I never do.
I was figuring that you...
Yeah, but you're old.
I was almost expecting you to say, I got up to the bar and just flipped over that bitch and just went
into AJ the pit. Just couldn't contain himself anymore. He's like, I must get in there.
Oh, well.
And he just gives me this look, and I know the look. It's usually when he's really drunk and he's about to do something dumb. And he just, like grabs the bar with both hands and then just kind of somersaults into the pit.
That's what I was expecting you to do.
And he just goes up there and has fun, and then we catapult him. So, like, I get down there, and we find a way to catapult him on stage, and he gets up there. He's kind of pushed up there, and what happens is, instead of it just being that, I want you to take a look at Exhibit A. Do you see anybody on stage?
What? Where's the stage at?
Underneath the people.
Wow.
The pit crew went up on stage.
The whole friggin' pit went up on stage.
No, about a quarter of the pit, but that's all that would fit up there.
Wow.
And so the pit was on the stage with them. As if you can really zoom in, you can see that they scoot way the fuck back or stand on the speakers to get above it all.
Wow.
So the pit was on stage for like the last six songs.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. I'd seen some show reviews. I was trying to see what I was getting into because I've never gotten to see them live. And it's just like, you know, I was reading reviews for concerts and people were like, don't get too close to stage because guitar player is going to spin around and catch you in the mouth with the back of his guitar.
Huh.
So I didn't do that. But yeah, I mean, I took that with my fucking phone.
That's not bad.
I know. I was thinking about using them as a cover photo. I was like, I got good composition. I'm a badass motherfucker. I know how to take pictures still.
With your phone, even.
With your phone.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had your plastic piece.
Yeah, I wish I'd have had it. But yeah, it was... I mean, you can tell that I'm above the pit because you can see how...
Yep.
I'm just like right
above it. That's a perfect photo spot for that shit.
I know. That's why awesome. I didn't want to move because I wanted to take a few pictures. But we had a blast, and they played for about an hour 40 or something like that. We started, the last of my pictures just started at 9:30, and they end at around 11 o'clock. So they played a pretty long set. It's their last tour, I expect it. They had a lot of fun, and then I immediately went back, got a t-shirt, and walked out and waited on unstick himself from the stage. But you might need to bleep that again.
God.
You're terrible, man. You suck at this whole name thing, man.
You really do.
So anyways, we finished that at 11 o'clock, and we run into a couple of AJ's friends, because he used to live there and I used to live there, but I didn't know these people, you know, from back when he used to be a bartender, and they decide to take us to this bar that is a converted bank, and this converted bank is like an old school, like little old town bank, you know.
Yeah, like, but he texts me and he's like, I'm having a beer at a bank. Like, the fuck? I mean, he made it sound like, you know how Banks used to give out popcorn?
Oh, man.
He made it sound like he, you know, was going in and making a deposit and they gave him a beer.
Yeah,
they did make a deposit.
Fucking ridiculous.
In the vault was the bathrooms.
Jesus. Awesome. I can't even.
Like, the door's open, and then where the vault would be is the ladies and men's restroom. But up top's like, quote-unquote, fine dining. Like, it looks a little bit hoity-toity. And on the bottom is, like, a bunch of, like, benches for people to drink, basically. And there's a huge bar up and to the left. And they have house beers. So they brew their own beers. And they sell them on certain nights for, like, half price.
Oh.
And they're High Point beers at $3 a piece.
Sweet.
Like, I went up, I was like, hey, I'd like to get a Guinness. I didn't know what I was going to get. You know, I'm just going to go to my standard, you know, catch-all.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got something kind of like it. It's kind of like, it's a milk stout. And so the bartender actually pours me, like, the equivalent of, like, a quadruple shot. Like, it's, like, mm-hmm. two times, it's this little bitty cup. It's about, like, a teacup.
Yeah.
And he pours.
It's a sample glass.
Yeah. So he pours me a sample glass of this beer, and I was like, holy fucking shit, this is good. I don't even know what it is, but it's this, like, a super creamy Guinness. And he's like, yeah, it's like 17 point. Do you want some of this?
Yes. Jesus.
I was like, that's like wine. Yes, he's please. Like, I was like, hook yes. me up. I was like, hook me up with two. And then I tipped him like $3 because, that's... hey, that was pretty. He hooked me up with a freebie, basically. And so I got two of those, and then I got two more, and then I got two more. Like, holy I was balls. Just chugging this shit. And I got fairly lit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I didn't have to drive, though.
Good.
You know, this sounds so Midwestern redneck. I've never used Uber before. So I downloaded the app and then got an Uber. I didn't realize you could check the price of how much it would be.
Mm-hmm.
$5 to our hotel. It's like, fucking hook us up.
Yeah.
So we left at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Bear in mind, I'm going to come back the next day and I'm going to work. And we get back at 1 o'clock and I decide I'm just going to bed. AJ decides he's going to bed. Twins come back and like, oh, we want to run. I was like, oh, that's only because you didn't drink, you pussies. So they went out and ran, and they just disappeared, and I fell asleep, and I guess AJ just woke up in time. They get back at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And he's paranoid, so I guess he doesn't sleep much. And then I wake up at like 5:45 a.m., take a shower. I'm a little bit hungover. And a little bit, yeah. I mean, I feel like I was actually fairly still drunk. And so I take a shower. You know, just hose the alcohol out of me. And
it worked like that.
I agreed that AJ was better at holding his liquor than me, because he had been drinking, but maybe not as much as me. And he decided to drive back for part of it. So he drove. We just woke them up. We're like, all right, time to go. I'm like, what? I was like,
yeah.
7 o'clock. I got to go to a wedding. So I had to go to a wedding with one of my best friends.
Oh, jeez.
Brian. I can say his name. Congratulations, Brian and Kim. But I had to make it back, and I wasn't going to miss the wedding. I mean, even if it was just his wedding reception, because he got married the week before.
Right.
But, you know, not everybody can go to where he was getting married. So, he's having a reception. I'm not going to be late for this. I can't. I've known him since I was 14. Coincidentally,
it also was at a bank.
Yeah. It was also at a bank.
You've had a lot of banks.
Yeah, I was at a bank in a small town. And this small town is outside of OKC, between here and Tulsa, Bristow. Mm-hmm. You know where that's at. It's mm-hmm. about, what, 50 minutes away from here?
About
an hour or so from where I was at. So we haul ass, and then I just drank a lot of water and Gatorade and had a sandwich on my way back. And I was sober as a priest by about 11 o'clock. So I got back to this house.
I wouldn't say sober as a priest, because priests are not necessarily all that sober.
I knew she was going to say something.
The Catholic in here says...
The Catholic in here has gotten drunk with a priest.
So...
The wine. I mean,
sober is my mom.
It's in the catechism. We're right? supposed to drink it.
So we haul ass, and he hauls pretty good ass. Like, he was... Did not want to get in trouble by the cops, but kept... Just basically paced traffic and then went a little faster. And so we barely stopped. Like, we stopped to get gas. We went all the way till my gas light was on before we got gas the next time. And we just hauled ass all the way back to his house to drop off the twins. And then I promptly changed his bathroom into some nice clothes, into my Easter suit, as Babs calls it.
It's better than your birthday suit.
You're an asshole.
Yes, I am.
But... You wouldn't know what my fucking birthday suit looks like.
Fair, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Nobody wants to
see
this.
Those are some awesome pajamas.
Exactly!
Those are some awesome pajamas. Funny pajamas.
Are you saying you sleep nude?
No, I'm saying I sleep in pajamas.
What?
Footy pajamas?
Yeah.
I'm... Okay. What? I have a visual, and seeing as I actually own a pair of footy pajamas that are Pepto-Bismol pink with monkeys all over them, the visual is not attractive.
No, I don't have footy pajamas.
I'm picturing you in pink monkey footy pajamas. And you've seen the pink monkey footy pajamas because I wore them to work once a long time ago.
Wow.
I know you didn't miss that shit.
I don't remember.
Wow. It was pajama day.
Well,
you typically avoid looking at pajama day because it gets really fucking weird.
I don't half-ass pajama day. One year I wore the pink monkey footy pajamas and another year I wore AC/DC loungy pants, which both were pretty great, frankly.
The closest I get is sweatpants. And that's it.
Yeah, just no pants and no shirt. That's comfy. That's why I can't sleep.
Just don't go to work on pajama day in your pajamas.
You get all the temperature regulations perfect. The only problem is it tends to suck when you have roommates.
That's why I've always had a door.
That's why I said when the door is closed, you must knock. You don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah.
I won't have to worry about that here in a week and a half.
Good.
It's for own good.
I can't wait to come home from work and just go, like, freaking, like, Bruce Almighty, the fucking clothes off.
All right, Adam.
Be awesome. Hey, personal goals, man, personal goals. These are the things I want to do. Come home. Just do that. At least for the first week. Then he'll be like, all right, fine.
So I just, you know, I get to Brian's wedding and, you know, just do what I need to do. He had some great barbecue. You know, get some pictures, whatever. Do the right thing. You know, congratulate him. I misspelled congratulations on his fucking...
congratulations?
With a D.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
I can't be friends with you anymore.
I get congratulations.
I cannot be friends with you anymore. We're done.
Man, congrats.
I thought about it after I was writing it. I was like, fuck, I can't undo this. Maybe scratch it out? No.
No.
Just leave it.
No.
I had to admit it. I was like, so I misspelled congratulations on your wedding card.
You just said congratulations.
I'm just going to walk up to the dude and say congrats.
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 It's like graduating. He's an adult now.
Congrats, man.
I went to college.
You did good. I know how you spell.
But yeah, and then I made it to work. Like, I made it to work, and then I closed, which meant that I got home at, like, and then I went grocery shopping after work.
Oh, so my God. How the fuck do you... All right, dude.
So I got home at, like, 12:15.
How much caffeine did you have in the whole day? Like, just guess.
One of these?
One?
Two? Maybe?
Oh, fuck, man. I can't even live my entire day with just one of those.
Yeah, I usually sip on them.
Hell no, I chugged them fuckers.
But yeah, I had, like...
Man, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be fucking amazing.
Well, I hit the couch, and I was like, I'm going to game for a minute.
Crash.
I fell asleep in the couch, which I never do. Then in my computer chair.
Holy shit, dude. That's not the most comfortable chair in the house.
No, so I woke up, I guess, about an hour later, and I realized what I'd done. You know, wipe the drool off, just go lay down.
Good job.
So, and then I made it to work this morning because that's how that works right now. I close and then I come back in about, I gotta be there by 10:30.
Dude.
So, I don't even know how I'm alive.
Alright, I can't complain about my week, man. I had a perfect fucking week as far as, like, time was concerned. I got home on time nearly every day. After working 70 hours the previous week.
Did you game?
You know, did I game? Whatever. So I'm moving. So this thing that moving
are you
is,
using a label maker and putting it on your boxes?
Yes. No.
Have you organized all your socks?
I have actually gone through and got rid of all the socks that are either too crusty or.
I hit a nerve.
No, the.
Or I called it.
Masturbation socks one side.
You gotta have masturbation socks. You don't want to wear them.
I don't have masturbation socks.
What? Wait, did I just say something? Oh, shit. I'll bleep that out.
Just go to a shower.
So, no, I did have to actually go through a fuckload of my shit and just get rid of a lot of it, because I want to change shit up quite a bit, and I've been packing. Oh, I've got all kinds of shit to pack, and it doesn't seem like I don't have a whole lot of shit, though. I mean, it's one room. How the fuck do I have this much shit for one room? But then again, you had one room, and it filled up the entirety of a fucking U-Haul. Yeah. Remember that shit? Alright, so I'm gonna have a lot less than that, because I'm going through and purging a lot of the shit. So, a lot of my clothes was before I started losing weight. So
you don't need them.
I don't need them. But I have to go through every stitch of clothing I have.
What are you putting it on, and then they'll be like, is this a dress or not?
It is kind of pretty much. It's like, is this even
Rusty's playing dress up?
Is this even worth keeping? Am I going to,
Well, in a survival situation, you can use it as a bandage or a tent,
right? A tent.
A blanket.
Tent. Yes, I've done the tent thing. Did the blanket thing once before. Done. Fuck that shit.
Tenting, huh?
yes. On good nights, I tent.
Wow.
Anyway. It's stop raining. This sucks. No, I'm so I didn't get to game pretty much at all. I did have a moment where I looked at Civ 6 for a minute and had my finger over the buy button, and then something happened. I forget. I think I had to work or something happened. Yesterday I lost an entire day to a migraine, so I thought I was going to get all of everything caught up and be able to game, and no, that didn't happen. Life sucks. So, I really didn't do anything. And this is now a month or more that I have not actually touched a video game. You need to decompress. I really do. I'm kind of, I don't know what the hell's going on with me. I've got a fever.
Is the prescription more cowbell?
More cowbell, indeed.
I gotta have more cowbell.
But no, I've got a Civ 6 is on my radar for sure, and I've looked into some of the stuff that is different with Civ 6. They decompressed all the cities, so you know how cities took up one tile.
Yeah.
Now you have. You basically like your town center, and then you have different tiles around the city that are
different resources
or different parts of the city. So you can prioritize and place things in strategic spots in a city. And
you mean like how Endless Legend does it?
Kind
of. You played Endless Legend?
So,
but I feel like that game does it pretty good. Then it's Endless Legend, I'm just going to say this, and I haven't played Civ. I'm sure Civ's good.
Mm-hmm.
Endless Legend is like one of the most underrated, as they call them, 4K games out there.
Mm.
It combines the Civ status, where you have like those kinds of victories,
mm-hmm.
along with RPGs, because you customize your armies, like even customize their loadouts, get rare items or RNG items. You have quests. You go to towns and bars with some of these minions and complete quests. You have different objectives per area. You have a lot of different unit types, a lot of different variety on the actual people and races. And it's all set in a medieval thing. It's not like a tech victory kind of thing.
Okay.
Like it's not the classic get to space win, you know.
Oh, you win victories?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't get into the nuclear area and just start nuking everything. It's not like that, but...
Oh, why not?
As a 4K game, I feel like Endless Legend is one of the strongest ones I've played in a while. You just have to be... Like, you even have, like... So you've played Final Fantasy Tactics, right? When you get in a battle, it's not quite that specific, but your elevation plays a part in your armor values and your accuracy and mm-hmm. things like that, and you need to reposition your armies. And it's not like a single group of units that you have to position, it's several units, period. And okay. sometimes those get really big, like 50 people at a time. So it even has that kind of, like, tactical view and tactical way of doing things. You can auto-resolve battles if you want, but that's way less fun.
Right. Well, you could auto-resolve a lot of battles.
In Civ.
In Civ, too, so...
So, but I'm just getting at that, like, as a 4K game, it takes the ideas that Civ does and then combines them with an RPG game.
Right.
And it's pretty damn good. And they just released an expansion, which is why I'm even saying anything. So I was thinking about actually playing that this week. It's just, I need to table it. The last time I played it for like 12 hours at once.
Mm.
So I need to have that kind of night, and I don't have that kind of night for several more nights.
Right. And I figured maybe...
And I need to play Horde Mode at some point on Gears, and I still haven't done that.
Yeah. I figured Civ would be something, you know, something that would be almost semi-safe, because there's always that one more turn, you know, issue with Civ. But I could save it and, you know, stop at any time. We don't have to get to a save point or anything like that. I can save and stop, which is perfect for at least the immediate future.
And it's a whole lot of fucking game.
Yeah, it is. I mean... One of those games,
like, if I... 300 and something odd hours in Civ 5.
Right, well, the amount of time that I actually have here, and one game of Civ would probably take an entire week for me. Just because of the amount of time I've got to actually sit down and do this. So, it'd be a great purchase for me. I want to see what they've done with with Wars, because right now they've got... what they would said is justified war, whereas going to war in previous Civs was a big decision because you end up basically that colors the rest of your game.
They had something like Shadow Conflict or something, right? Like that, right?
So, you know, and it's, you know, it's something that justifies going to war with us, you know, a city state or with another NPC or with another player based off of what their actions are, what they've done. So. You know, that is a set of criteria, and I'm not sure how this works out. I honestly haven't seen any examples of it. But once the criteria is met, you are justified to go to war with that country, and they don't necessarily know you're going to war with them. So there's that, and it might be based off of your culture's values and all kinds of stuff. So. Civ is really cool with, you know, that kind of deep kind of gameplay, and I want to test it out, because the last Civ that I played was not so great.
Beyond what do you
Earth,
mean?
Beyond Earth, man.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I haven't picked that game up since we stopped playing it. You know, we were playing a game together, and
that's insane though.
Yeah.
You need some serious time for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. And we don't ever have any friggin' time to play games together.
Well, I think we will after you finally get settled into your place.
Yeah, once I get my, you know, get the place all settled, and it'll
go back to doing gaming.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I will tell you that right now, 7-8 is the die is where it's at.
Now, you brought it up, and I saw a post that you had made... about it, saying that you would...
I got into it on Thursday. I was feeling a little better, and I was like, I'm going to play some 7 days.
Okay, so you said that the beginning of the game was better?
I felt like it.
It just smoothed it out a little bit, or...?
The frame rate's also been improved, so they do. There's a lot more options to the graphics. They changed the way they render lighting, and it made a huge difference on its RAM usage.
Sweet.
But it also looks better. They have distant landscapes now. So, you know, after playing it, like, it's just basically foggy in all directions, or...
And then it, you know, it draws it in as you get closer, because the way that the servers work is that it only draws a grid within your view distance. Basically, your top-down view of the map is exactly what the server is actually pre-rendered.
So it does some of that, and it has some pop-in. What it does is, based on how far you have it set to view, it renders all that. Grass, trees, everything.
Okay.
And then it renders distant objects, major objects. So not necessarily trees but or buildings. Grass, but buildings.
That's nice, because...
And then it renders the landscape itself. And they've made everything way hillier, so it's impossible to look a million miles in one direction because there's a hill. It's a bunch of rolling hills, which I think is their secret there.
Okay, so they're able to hide
hide stuff.
Hide buildings behind hills and stuff.
Yeah, and they use that as their distant landscape. And it's creative as shit.
Hmm.
But it looks really good. I was really excited about it, and I was texting Babs about it, and she's like, that doesn't look very good. But to me, after playing this for so long, it looks way better. I mean, it's almost up there. Graphically, it's getting closer to original Skyrim than it ever was before.
Okay. Well.
But it does it. There's still a little bit cartoony. But, like, the grass looks way better. The shading looks a lot better. The, like, even the streets look a lot better. The rocks look a lot better. They're working on 3D models for, like, all the, like, farming and all that shit. There's new farming in there. There's new recipes. The forging, I think, is the same as it was before. Like, you put metal in, and then it just stores it in the forge.
Nice.
They're working on a scent system for the zombies so they can know what door you entered in so that they're a little smarter on their pathing.
Oh, nice.
They do auto-sense you on the seventh day, but on the first day, for, like, let's say a 100-yard radius around you, no zombies appear. So you have a day to scavenge enough material to fortify where you're at. And I started three different games, just testing it out. It always starts you by a house.
It does, yeah.
In the middle of nowhere, but it's a house that has some minimum resources, very minimum resources. And but there's trees around it, or there's, like, even in the desert, I was able to find a lot of driftwood around me so that I could have enough wood to board up the windows and fill in some gaps and just have a hovel that was livable for the first night so that I wasn't just, like, mad crazy looking for some place to just camp out.
Yeah, the houses that you spawn in at, though, those are really broke down.
So you can spend a lot. I usually spent, and the way the quality system's better. So, like, you build so instead of repairing your axe over and over again, what you do is you just build new ones, and then it's a level higher than the last one. And so you're continually getting better at crafting those axes. So, and they're a little bit more expensive and take a little bit longer to build now, but they're way better. At one point, I was so good at building axes, the stone axe, that it would chop trees faster than my regular axe would.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't leveling up my mining skill. So then I switched gears, leveled up my mining skill, and now my axe is a badass. And I can chop down a tree in just a few hits. But,
I remember.
So I started playing with the game that way. The gun crafting system's still the same. I mean, you just find parts and you assemble it together. But as you repair it, the quality goes down. But you can keep adding different parts so you can up the quality of your weapons.
So you can change out a receiver and
get a better receiver, and then it's a higher level. They also added vendors. And apparently somewhere there are nomads.
Really?
Or raiders, which I haven't run into yet because I'm in a weird corner of Navisgain. I'm over by Dyersville, actually. There's, like, so if you remember, there's Dyersville, which is a neighborhood with a hospital, and then there's a cornfield by it.
Yep.
And I'm in the little shack on the other side of the cornfield. So I'm close to that town.
Okay.
But far enough away that I'm not next to Zombie Spawn Central.
That's so not too far away from where our, third or fourth game house was, where we had the spike pit all around it.
So I have a spike pit around it. The spikes take way longer to build initially.
Yes.
Like, a minute a spike.
Oh, wow.
So, and as you get better at crafting, they get faster. I can build about 20 spikes in about 2 minutes now.
But those,
They last way, way longer. So they don't just break. I'm on day 19 and I haven't replaced that many spikes.
And now you're talking about the little wood spikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have like four or five levels before they're completely broken. They're way more durable. So, and if you played the game before, basically zombies would run over when they break.
Right.
Now it takes a horde to break them.
Oh, well, that's decent. I mean, I was thinking log spikes is what.
I was going to go that route, but I'm not quite fast enough at harvesting and to get the resources for that.
Well, I think it requires a second person.
So that could be a game that we could play again. But the digging seems a little bit faster. The quest system that's in there now is a lot better. They're adding more quests than what they had before. But one of the quests is to find the trader. So it gives you a waypoint for the very last initial startup quest is to find the trader.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do that right away, but it gives you a skill point by doing so.
Okay.
So finding the trader, though, the trader trades in the casino tokens.
Oh, so they have a use now.
So the casino tokens are the money. You can find scrap dollar bills on zombies, and you sell them for, like,
two tokens apiece.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that, or you can trade him, sell him items. Like, so you can get an inventory of things that he might buy and then sell them. If you're playing on a PvP server, you can quote-unquote rent a machine, stock it with items, and set prices for them, and then people will buy them.
Okay.
Or you can buy, there's vending machines in different places you can buy stuff with tokens.
Oh, neat.
So, but then the trader will buy, like, almost anything. So you can sell him shit that you don't need and then use it to buy other things. But he won't take, like, murky water. He'll take bottled water.
Right.
You know, he won't take goldenrod, but he'll take goldenrod tea. So, he won't take wood.
It needs to be...
Okay, he'll take wood.
It needs to be at least refined a little bit.
And he talks... He has a little bit of banter as he talks to you as you're selling shit, which is kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
Zombies want to attack you while he's in the base, and I haven't tested this out because I did not want to get tonight. But I think there's something where you get kicked out if you try to weather inside his walls during the night. So oh, you wow. can't just hide out at his base. But it's got some metal doors. You just open the metal doors, go in, buy the shit, and come out. They've gated a lot of stuff with workbenches now.
Okay.
The bikes work way better.
So they're not choppy anymore?
Not nearly. They're a little bit choppy, but I'm running it on beautiful settings because I wanted to. But I've down the settings a little bit just to test it out. And if you put it at about medium settings, it's not choppy at all on my PC.
So, I mean, you remember what we had before.
Yeah, for... like huge frame skips.
Yeah.
Like, the bike isn't actually choppy. It's just the stuff renders on, like, best settings a little bit slower than the bike's going. So you're not quite... The rendering in of everything else is choppy, but the bike isn't.
It just seemed like, you know, when we were playing and we were messing around with the bike, it seemed like the character position was a problem with the server. So it wasn't necessarily that the bike was choppy. It was the fact that your position was being miscalculated by the server and it was just jumping you forward.
Yeah, it's not quite that bad right now. Also, the speed of the bike's affected by the quality of the motor.
Oh, nice.
So I found a high-quality motor, and I can get, like, a good mile away in less than a minute. Like, my bike is fast as shit.
Nice.
So it's got its own storage, which is where I put all the gas, but I also store a few items. So I'll go to an area, and if I need more gas, you get gas from disassembling the cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I disassemble a couple of cars, get some gas, move on to the next town. I've been exploring. I just unlocked that on Thursday, finding all the stuff I needed for the bike. And I had to find the recipe, unlock a workbench, get enough gears, and you get gears by finding, or it's mechanical parts, which are screws and gears, and you get those off, apparently off air conditioners.
Awesome.
So you have to disassemble those. So I had to scoot stealthily into town. Dogs are not nearly as hard to kill. You can kill them with a couple of club hits.
Nice.
So.
Dogs suck.
They also added some crazy variety on how the game ramps its difficulty. So what'll happen is it sees how long you've lived, what kind of resources you've amassed, what score you have on the server, and renders a difficulty accordingly.
Huh.
So that's how your horde is ranked. I am not doing amazing because I haven't been getting just like ass chewed. So I ran into a spot though randomly on like day 13.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these new screamer zombies which look like the Ring Girl. And she just, you'll just see her wandering around in a field. Looks like a girl.
Yep.
She turns around. Of course, she's got a crazy, weird-looking zombie face, and she screams really loud like the witches in Left 4 Dead.
Uh-huh.
And then things happen.
Shit happens. Shit hits fan.
Like, I had an army of fucking dogs. So, I killed two dogs, and I turn around, there's two more, and then there's, like, four more, and then there's, like, six more. So I just ran to my house and let them run across spikes. It's like, fuck all this shit. I don't even have a gun. I have a crossbow and a club. Fuck this shit. And I went through like six first aid kicks trying to kill him. And she keeps screaming and keeps drawing more shit. And I was like, I need to kill this bitch. So I crawled up on the roof of my house, shot her with a crossbow, and she's not real tough.
No. But
then another screamer appeared, and then shit got real again. I was like, this is fucked. It wants to fuck me bad right now. And it just got crazy. Awesome. And I was like, this is actually really fucking cool. And it didn't, I've gotten like one random horde. Random hordes aren't so nutty now. Like it's like 10 or 15 zombies instead of like, let's see how many we can render before the server quits.
Right. Which is what it was before.
Right.
Oh my God.
And I think it's only spawning them in when you're around. It's not spawning them in and letting them wander aimlessly on a map or in an area that you're not at. So it's not killing the server.
Right.
So
I remember the hordes back when we had the castle. Oh my God.
But the Horde, you know, haven't got any cops yet, or Hornets. I guess they're going to do a zombie vulture instead of a Hornet next. Okay. And they're going to, like, they have a lot more variety in the zombies now, too. So, like, there's miners and policemen, not policemen, miners and soldiers and MPs and all sorts of things. Of course, the MPs are wearing a helmet, so you have to, like, shoot them in the face and not the head.
Oh, nice.
So you shoot them in the legs to knock them down if you're on a roof, and then you can shoot them in the face.
Nice.
So, like, there's little things like that that are just different. There's probably 15 zombie types in them. Did we ever run into a feral?
Once.
Yeah, I ran into a feral, and it takes, like, 12 crossbow shots to the head to kill him.
Oh, jeez.
And he runs during the fucking day. He is scary as shit. I have never... Like, I finally ran into one, you know, that was, like, appropriately leveled to me. And he just hunted the shit out of me. I was like, I cannot get away from this guy. I ran all the way back to my house, got on top of the roof, and started shooting him while he was just chomping through spikes.
Yeah, the feral that we ran into, he came with the Horde at one of the seventh nights. And he almost got through concrete.
Yeah, they're mean. But I don't have, like, a concrete structure, so I know it's using that to calculate my score. I have a wooden reinforced house surrounded by spikes with barbed wire traps. So I set my level on the second. It's a three-level house now. So the first level is just I took out all the doors. And then there's a ramp that leads up to the second door that is a vault door with another steel reinforced door behind it with barbed wire traps in front of it. And the barbed wire holds them up. So when they do break in on below, they have to go upstairs through two barbed wire traps, and I have these, like, metal grates that can shoot from the third floor down into the stairwell and shoot them that way. And then I have barbed wire in front of all the doors that I have to tear down. But the barbed wire slows them down like crazy, and it takes them a while to break it. So it's really good for, like, stacking them up on top of each other so you can kill them.
Well, that's good, because barbed wire was freaking useless back when we were playing.
I use it at choke points, and they usually path around it unless there's nothing else they can go to. So I set, like, barbed wire on their way up to the door, the main door, and then barbed wire through the hallway, through the house, because they always break in on every seventh day horde, and I've done three of them. They always find a way into the bottom floor, even though it's, like, double-walled wood. So they chew their way through it, and then they come through the hall. So I don't set a really crazy expensive door on the bottom floor. So they'll chew through it, get into that hall, and then I can shoot down through the third floor into the stairwell to kill them while they get in. And I've had a couple of them actually break into the second floor.
Oh, wow.
But they get hung up on the barbed wire that's right in front of the ladder that goes up to my reinforced trap door. So, like, I've got it, like, really redneck tricked out. Like, it's good, but it's not so good that, like, they're spawning ferals on me, and I don't have the resources to get all the concrete and shit.
Well, It was difficult, like, when we were playing the second time.
Even cobblestone's difficult. Like, it's just, I need clay, lots of it. I need lots of... The rocks hasn't been a problem, because I've been breaking shitloads of rocks, but I haven't replanted trees or anything, so all around my house is a barren wasteland. Like, I just have grass.
You gotta replant trees.
I haven't had time. I just had enough time to get my shit to a manageable level.
You don't have to put them in a specific spot, though. That's the beauty of
it. I haven't had enough time to do anything other than hunt a little bit and scavenge area around me. So, like, I am, like, min-maxing my time like crazy. I haven't even had time to organize. I just have parts box, food box, water box, and weapons and tools box, and that is it. So, like, I just would reassemble shit and do stuff in the middle of the night.
Sounds like you need somebody with OCD freaking
at a certain skills. Point, after this week, because I'm doing my game day, my all-day game day on Tuesday, I will have time.
What's your all-day game day?
That's RPG that I do twice a year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. Fuck.
So, at some point, you might want to jump in.
Maybe. Not on Tuesday, though.
I have to take a day off to do it.
I can't take a day off at all.
So
That's the sucky part of being on, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, and there's achievements for 7 days now. So, I mean, take it or leave it. Whatever. That's cool.
All right.
They're all for, like, how many minutes you've survived in a single-player game, how many zombies you've killed, like, how many kilometers you've walked, how many things you've assembled, those kinds of things.
Okay. Well, that's decent, I guess.
I don't know. But they are super supporting it. Like, the next patch is, like, the scent system. They're going to have sleeper cell Sleeper cell's the wrong word. They're going to have sleeper zombies in houses where, so like, you won't wake them up when you go in until you go to the room where they're at. So you need to have, like, a shotgun or a really good melee weapon to kill them. So you might break down a door and have, like, a, you know, have four ferals in there. But they won't come out until you break down the door.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that'll be scary as shit. Well, you just, like, have your exit point ready and then have somebody chop down the door ready to run out so you can kill them as they file out.
Yeah, that's the one thing about these guys. They have really, you know, stepped up to fix a lot of the problems, add neat things to the game.
The training system, I thought, was really fucking cool. It's, yeah. And, like, two major issues. The frame rate sucks. Okay, we'll reinvent the lighting system so it works better. They're in the middle of redoing all the animals, so they're not using any base Unity assets. And that's the thing. I mean, they're using the Unity engine to make a game that'll run on most PCs.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, it looks like it's like two steps above Half-Life 2, I'm not going to lie. It's like, it's between Half-Life 2 and Skyrim. That's about where it's at right now.
And that's fine, because all you have to do is get things set up, and then you just go through and repass and retextures. Which is kind of, you know, they've already done that a couple times. Has gone through and retextured things.
And they've been, as an indie developer, like we were talking about No Man's Sky and how they haven't really talked to the community in a good way. Like, they address all the issues. Like, every week, Joel, which is one of the guys at the Fun Pimps, like, goes through and does a video on his, whatever that fucking board is, his dev blog. And he talks about the things they're fixing, and he answers questions for people, and talks about, like, what they're going to do. And he'll look at the gripes that people are doing, and he's like, yeah, we'll address that on this patch, and we'll address it on this patch. That's how I get the news for everything I'm going to do. And it's just, I think it's unique, and every time they do something, there's something new that's cool. Like, they even talked about the development process. Like, he draws out this little board on, like, this is what we're doing for consoles. We didn't forget about you. It's just, for us to do a patch, we have to go and submit this thing to Telltale. Then Telltale has to submit it to Xbox, and Xbox has to approve the patch, and then it has to go. He said, though, it's several weeks before that patch that we've been testing on PC goes, so they're like always a patch behind because we're submitting it at the same time we're submitting it to the PC guys, but there's a whole cycle that it goes through before you guys get it.
Right.
And it's all the same shit. And he's like, oh, there's the memory issue that we have with PS4 and Xbox. They don't have the memory you PC guys have. So we're reoptimizing things to work on that and then testing it with our QA team. And then it goes to you guys. It's like, it's not nearly as good as PC. We know that. But we'll work on it. Like he said, we work, you know, way more on that when we actually work on the main game.
Well, it goes the same way for other open world games. Like Ark doesn't run the same way on Xbox or on console as it does on PC. And so that's just the way that it's set up. I mean, Ark can be resource intensive for sure, and consoles just don't have it, so they have to cut things down quite a bit.
But they're not cutting down the core gameplay or, like, the features. All they're doing is, like, we're just going to change some of the textures out, the way that it handles memory on certain things so that it'll work better on
the console. And unfortunately, that affects the overall visual quality of the game, which, I mean, 7 Days to Die on console has gotten kind of shit on by the community, you know, by the console community, because they haven't really seen what the PC's able to do. And the game is really built for PC. It still surprises me that they even went.
I've been seeing a lot more videos, like looking for videos and features where a lot of people are playing it on PS4 and on Xbox One.
Yeah, and it makes it accessible, but I mean, I'm PC master racing a little bit, but you sacrifice quality for that.
But anyways, I mean, that's all I'm really gaming with. I don't know, Babs, you been doing anything or?
I haven't done jack shit.
Nothing?
Nope.
Jack, shit!
I've been getting used to a new job. I've been getting used to a new schedule. And I'm not off as many days as I was before.
I know. I feel the same damn way. I went from, like, being a good-for-nothing student to being a working man.
I know. Adulting fucking sucks.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. It is what it is.
So, I miss 410s, but my boss's boss hates them, so I'm probably never going to get one again.
Well, I mean, there's a possibility of sometime in the future I'll be going to 12-hour shifts.
That's not too bad, though. What, like 312s? Three of them?
And then a float half day.
I would rather do that, honestly. Well, maybe not the half day float. That drives me batshit. But like these 8 hour days, oh my God. I mean, it's nice because, you know, your work day is over practically at the same time it starts.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only got 2 days off and they're all full.
I know. And that's, trying to work out gaming on top of this thing. I mean, I wake up at like 6 and I get home at about 6. And for me to be able to, you know, go grocery shopping, pack, do this all, I have to do this in a 4 hour span. If I want to sleep. If I don't want to sleep, then I've got a couple extra hours that I can sacrifice, and then it just diminishing returns throughout the week.
Well, I'll tell you what I have been doing. The building that I work in now has a gym, what? And we get free access to it. So I've been working out after work every day.
Oh.
So that, and I've started running again, and yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Hmm. Maybe I should do that.
That's what I'm doing.
I just goof off. I get shit done. I manage to find...
I don't...
I'm a freak of nature, and I know I don't sleep that much. I know that I managed to sleep some last night, which was great.
4 or 5 hours of sleep? I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, I managed 4 hours of sleep on the floor. Now, I'm not going to do that very often, because that was pretty brutal. But, I mean, tonight, I mean, I'll probably go to bed at midnight, 31 o'clock. I'll wake up about, I'll get a good 6 hours in. And then I'll probably goof off a little bit in the morning. I usually make my breakfast while I game or watch TV. And then I go to work about 45 minutes before I got to be there. And I'm usually there 30 minutes early.
Yeah, I get there. I get to my job about a half hour early. But what my issue is that I've got to be super quiet. And I have a specific time I can get in the shower because there's only one shower. And so a lot of the planning around my day happens where I'm currently at, and it's not going to be a problem where I'm moving to. So I'm hoping that I can get shit under control when I move into my new place. I'm looking so forward to that, too.
I bet you are.
It is a second story, though, so, I mean...
Yeah, but that figures into the whole you feel like you should work out thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, carry your groceries upstairs and shit.
It's not a big deal. The place is nice. I'm going to have to bring you guys over when I...
Yeah, are you having a housewarming?
Oh, I don't know.
Do it.
I don't know.
Do it. Shit,
I'll have one love seat, no other chairs in the place. So
we can bring chair. Don't you remember for Justin's housewarming when he bought the house?
Bring your own chair.
We all brought our own chairs and sat in the garage, and the power went out for like an hour and a half, and it was amazing.
That was pretty fun.
It really was.
I don't have a garage, and this
that's like, okay. We can bring our own chairs anyway, and you know, you can pretend the power went out, and we can just put out candles and shit. It'd be fine.
Quiet time after 10.
Well, they're just going to have to suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
But you should have a housewarming.
Of course. No, of course.
You remember when I got Mikey for his housewarming? It was amazing.
What was it again?
I bought him a candle that had... Okay, so Mikey and I are both Catholic. So, you know, Catholics are into candles. So I bought him a candle.
Bad candle.
Yes. It looked like a prayer candle, but and it looked like, you know, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but it was Snape. And it was amazing, and his mother got so fucking pissed when she saw it.
Oh, that's so great.
So, his mother comes over in the aftermath of the party, like, the next day, and he's got the Sacred Heart of Snape candle up on his mantle with, like, little pom-poms around it. And then she goes to the fridge, and there's all fucking kinds of booze in there.
Oh, yeah, we left all our beer.
Because we all left all of our booze. And she's like, what the fuck is going on?
I wouldn't mind it. That's a decent gift right there. Just fill my fridge full of booze. I'll be all right.
He's not much of a drinker, especially for a Catholic. It's very weird.
For me. Just saying.
Well, okay, there you go. So have a booze housewarming.
There we go.
BYOB and some for me, too. Right. There you go.
All right.
You get 4 and I'll take 2. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll be back.
you.
Thanks, nap time.
Jesus, the shit we do on breaks. I mean, honestly.
If you haven't checked it out, we'll just give a shout out because it's a great video. Naptime is one of those products developed by government scientists working for NASA and the Army at the same time.
Government science doctors working for NASA, that's right.
Man, a good way to silence your children.
Oh, God.
At least I know how science works.
I'm equal parts fascinated and horrified.
I'm in my mid-30s and don't have kids, and I have had sex.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
Well, I mean, you know.
I have an actual child, so there's living proof that I have gotten laid at one point in my life. Albeit by my batshit crazy ex-husband, but we'll go
there. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it's not... I wasn't trying for it, you know, just...
Kids or sex? Because I'm pretty sure you were trying very hard for one and not so much for the other.
Pretty much.
Right. Anything I can do to avoid one.
Yeah.
While having the other. So, yeah. there's that. Then there's the Hug Me Forever jackets, which are totally not straight jackets. With D-rings and leashes and optional gags.
But I think maybe you kind of like that sort of thing.
Wait a second. What do you know about me? So, there's that. We have interesting conversations during break.
We really do.
You know, but I didn't find anything as good as the how to store your real doll.
No.
I guess I'm just too out of it.
No, that was epic. Wow.
Haven't made a dog laugh, no real doll stories.
I know, man. It's real hard to follow up that episode, I'm just saying. That one was freaking amazing. My throat still hurt for a couple days after that. I was screaming so long. It was great. Context.
Well, it's just, like I said, the only thing I had going on was concert and, you know,
it's been
trying to outdo some 23-year-olds, and I proved I still had it, so I felt good about that, you know. Still gaming a little bit, still not sleeping. At some point, my body's just going to wear out, and I'll sleep for 12 or 13 hours. It usually catches up with me once a month or so.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Like,
that's how women work, too.
And I'm just, like, throwing myself into the bus all over the place.
Are you on your period?
My myriad?
Your
man period?
Man period.
Well, I'm not grumpy.
Myriad.
I'm just loopy and stupid.
Are you P-man-essing?
Oh, wow.
What?
P-man-essing?
P-man-essing.
Well, I mean...
That's an interesting combination of words there.
Oh my god.
Well, let's see, internet. Man period.
Is a man period a real thing?
Yes, yes, it is.
I want to see if the
internet... I've lived with you fuckers.
Is a man...
I can tell you it is a real goddamn thing, and you guys are unbearable because you think it's not.
There's something called irritable male syndrome.
You think?
Really?
There are daily cycles of the testosterone being higher in the morning and lower at night. Men have a monthly hormonal cycle that is unique to each man, but men can actually track their moods and recognize that they're related to hormonal changes throughout the month. Men have period? MedicalDaily.com.
Huh.
So, yeah, you could be on your man period.
Huh. We're going to have to come up with a better name than myriad. Or...
I'm trying to read a whole article very quickly. What the fuck? So apparently, men's testosterone fluctuates throughout the month.
Yeah.
Gotta spank it, man. Gotta spank it. Get it all evened out.
In a survey of 2,412 people conducted by the website VoucherCloud.com, a reputable source, 26% of men said they think they have monthly man periods. Reported symptoms include similar to PMS, irritability, fatigue, food cravings, feeling constantly hungry, and mood swings. Wow.
Huh.
Oh, look, you're having a self-realization moment.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a manpiphany.
Come on. I'll kick you, you short asshole.
Seriously.
This is just, I can't even.
It's quack science, man.
This is quack science.
Oh, no, I can tell you it's true.
Just because of the survey source, man.
Like I said, I have lived with you fuckers.
Really?
He's not having articles about this.
He's not having the best of days. He might be on his low testosterone day. Don't mess with him. Mm-mm.
Wow. According to Jed Diamond, psychotherapist and author of The Irritable Man Syndrome and Surviving Male Menopause.
Menopause.
Men can be afflicted by a hormonal cycle similar to menstrual cycle of women, but obviously without all the bleeding. Diamond finds IMT as a state of hypersensitivity, anxiety, frustration, and anger. Postulating that IMT can occur at any point in life, but is usually triggered by the stress typified by puberty and midlife.
So, basically, it's tying our midlife crisis to menopause?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to get way too in this, but I feel like this is us hyper-analyzing what happens to every guy. Do we have to explain everything away with medical science?
No.
Let's be honest. I'm going to sound like an idiot and a jackass all at the same time, but okay. Let's just be real. Do we have to fucking self-diagnose everything?
Yes.
No, the but you're moody motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
It might be cancer.
Probably is. It usually is.
Ball cancer.
Ball cancer.
Well, I mean, if you boil everything down on the internet to the base cause of everything,
it's probably cancer.
Probably cancer. Thanks, WebMD.
Because WebMD will solve all your problems in life.
Right.
I have a problem with my mood and the way that I act. It must be a medical issue.
Right. You know what? Let's go to WebMD.
Uh-oh.
You're going to look up IMT, Irritable Male Syndrome.
No.
IMS?
Give me a random symptom.
A random symptom. Heartburn.
Itchy balls.
Ooh, itchy balls. That's good. Hemorrhoids.
Well, hemorrhoids
that's
is
not
obvious.
A symptom.
Oh, okay.
That's
itchy crack.
Let's see.
Oh, you're going to really look up itchy crack.
It's not my search history, that's for damn sure.
Testicles itch.
Oh, my God. It happened just then. The internet has been queried.
I just want to see if it ends in cancer, because it probably does.
Well, I mean...
Testicular itching. Male genital problems and injuries.
Ooh.
Signs and symptoms of cancer. There the fuck you go. Signs and symptoms of cancer. Give me another.
Something that happens to every male. Morning wood.
There you go.
Morning erection, I guess, is what you'll have to search.
God. These are the things that happens. Thanks, Jason, for not being here.
You know what? Can you look up male period?
Erectile dysfunction.
You have, what do guys have instead of periods? How long does a man period last? Male periods bleeding. Male period definition. Do guys have periods without blood?
What?
Man period mean. Male menstruation. 33-day male hormone cycle.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking up male periods bleeding because I just cannot.
Erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction causes. Cancer. Prostate cancer.
Jesus.
Okay,
from having morning wood?
Give me another symptom.
Everybody has morning wood unless you're broke.
Give me another symptom that doesn't have to be about your goddamn dick.
Okay.
Everything's about a dick. Hairy ears.
Oh, God. Really?
Hair starts growing out of ears at least.
Excessive hair in the ears.
Ear hair.
Okay.
Ear infections. Why are my ears hairy? Ticks.
Ticks.
Ticks cause cancer. Boom, done.
Cancer treatments. Golly. It all goes to cancer on WebMD. Swear to God.
Hey,
all
paths.
All paths lead to cancer.
It does.
All paths lead to cancer.
Of course, if you do them.
It's like the yellow brick road of death.
Damn.
Type in itchy navel.
Oh, God, no. Don't do it.
Don't do a web search, but...
Don't do it.
Itchy navel.
Blue waffle.
Your pregnancy week by week.
Oh.
Understanding lice and scabies.
Oh, nice.
The fuck?
Infected belly button.
Ew.
Okay, so apparently an itchy navel is the one thing on WebMD that does not lead to cancer, but many other unpleasant things.
Well, no, I mean, what I'm saying is if you drill down into these things, each one of these could lead to that.
So I wouldn't say pregnancy is necessarily better than cancer, but, you know, it's more curable.
You just said pregnancy was curable.
It is curable. Seborrheic dermatitis. Fuck my life.
I really don't want to know.
Lice and scabies is worse.
Whoa.
Cold sores!
Yay.
You know what cold sores is, right?
It's herpes. Yeah,
herpes.
Herpederps. Shit. Where the fuck did we go wrong, man? Why do you keep doing this shit to
me? When we started looking up storage for real dolls.
Yeah, that was last week, though. Good God.
I know, but
you know,
damn.
I just had to think of something random. Of course,
you want to know, after producing this episode, I noticed exactly the point in which we ended up on the real doll thing.
Yeah?
It was about how I was going to furnish my place.
Well, you have to leave room for your real doll.
Fuck!
That was this trying is to think about what you'd
well, that's
closets.
What you do with the real doll.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, oh, I have a question.
What?
It's a serious question.
Uh-huh.
Blonde, brunette, or redhead?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go brunette.
So he's got a brunette real doll.
Huh. Yeah. Because I have an extra $7,000 just lying around.
I know. I know you do.
From its neck bolt in my closet.
I explained that on the road trip, actually.
Frankensex.
I had to explain that you have to... I guess I was telling the twins, I was like, so, you know, if you don't hook up with anybody, I mean, there's always the option of a real doll.
Oh, my God. Did they even know what it was?
I had to explain a lot of things.
Aww.
You didn't say I'll tell you when you're older? That's my
big
like
telling
you.
Them to do a web search for it.
Oh.
Dude. Why do you want to break the twins?
It would have been perfect.
They were pretty funny. They did the whole twin thing. They dressed alike. It was funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Because I was telling you about this couple that, well, they weren't a couple. They were twins. That I used to go to church with when I was a kid. Yes, I went to church as a kid. I was perfect. It was
right.
Really disgusting.
Bullshit. Right.
No, I really was. Ask my mother. It was gross. Uh-huh. I grew out of it. Totally.
Sweet.
But there were these twins that went to my church. And they were like 80 years old. And they lived around the corner from each other, and they would literally call each other every morning to decide what to wear. And then they would walk into church every single Sunday in identical clothing, identical hairstyles, sit together, and it was really kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
It was like the twins from...
Shining?
The Shining, but 70 years later. Come play with us. Come play with us. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Done. So weird.
Nightmare fuel. Yay.
One of them's name was B. I can't remember the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
B-K. That just came out. I don't know why.
No, it wasn't. It was a weird long name, but one of them's name was B.
Interesting.
Brian.
No, her name wasn't Brian. But I remember they had these lavender floral dresses they wore a lot.
Well, I mean, when you have to go buy two of everything, might as well buy them.
I can't even imagine where the fuck they got these dresses from. They were hideous.
Buy in bulk.
From the 60s. anyway... Stuff.
And things.
And things. And Nintendo Switch.
I didn't do it. Oh my God. What the fuck was... The Nintendo Switch thing happened after the podcast recording thingamabob?
Yeah, that posted it, and...
Fuck
That actually looked cool.
You see this fucking thing.
It looked cool.
All right. And it was all right. Until he rocks up with, and just basically takes the console with him, and I'm sitting there going, what's the battery life?
It's funny. I listened to another podcast, and that was the first thing they were asking. Is it 4 or 6 hours or 3 or 2?
Right. It's probably going to be somewhere in the order of 1, 2.
And I'm wondering about the NVIDIA architecture they're using now. It's the only console using NVIDIA architecture, which is interesting.
And that's nice.
Nintendo is using something more advanced than the AMD architecture we're using on PS4 and Xbox One.
That's great.
Which is fucking weird. Is it the NVIDIA phone technology?
No. I think it's the...
Is it going to be a Tegra chip?
Let me check. I think I
have some. Has it actually been released, what it is?
Calm your tits, you know what
my tits are not calm about?
What?
My tits are not calm about the fact they're playing Skyrim on it. And I was
noticed that.
I was like, third-party Bethesda title on a Nintendo console? Sign me the fuck up if it works.
Yeah, I don't think so. See?
Will it work with mods?
So, I don't think so, honestly.
But it's a cool idea. Mobile Skyrim is actually a really fucking cool idea. But you're going to get 4 hours of Skyrim, which is enough time to wander into a dungeon and get lost.
So, the information that I've been able to dredge up about the power, it's just small details at this point.
So they actually released some details?
Couple bits. So,
3.5 millimeter stereo head jack.
which is better than the iPhone. So what it is the word comfortably play games without access to power is what's being thrown around. So what would be comfortable for you as a gamer trying to take your Nintendo system with you?
Well, occasionally I'll have to travel for work. I mean, there's a possibility that a trip may be coming up later. I'm seeing it because I
not that room. Much later. Damn.
But how much?
Well, I'm sending a bunch of people to another site like next month,
mm-hmm.
and if we're going to start doing that, and my department's going to continue to expand, I can see myself going to another site and helping them open up stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would want something like this for that trip because I'd want to be able to take it with me. Now it needs to be able to recharge because the last time I did this, I did it on a laptop, and that was awkward. I don't like gaming on a laptop. I'm just going to be frank.
Right. Because
I need, the keyboards are always fucking weird, and I end up taking another keyboard with me so I can use it, and then I have to use a real mouse because I can't.
Because you're...
I can't
yeah.
FPS or RPG with a touchpad unless it's like a point-and-click kind of thing.
Now, you saw the pucks, for lack of a better term.
I also saw a Pro Controller, too.
Yeah, I did see the Pro Controller, but for the mobile stuff, I mean, you slide the
pucks.
Control pucks down, and they lock into place, and you lift it up, and you've got the screen. So all of the hardware is built into the screen. I can't imagine it being all that powerful.
But what if they do something like down render it or downscale the actual graphics to fit that screen and still look good?
So,
'cause think about this: when you're playing on a mobile platform, the resolution does not have to be HD.
So are you thinking that by putting it in the dock, it uses additional hardware that's in the dock?
I'm hoping.
For processing for a television instead of processing it to that?
I would hope that the dock has additional hardware, and then when you pull it up, it downscales it. Just like you change your resolution in a game, and it runs it at an eighth resolution,
mm-hmm.
and still looks the same because you're looking at a screen that's 20 inches tops.
Okay,
well not 20 inches. We're an 8-inch screen, right?
It is. It's pretty much it looks like an 8 or 9-inch screen.
So you don't need the texture resolution you'd need on a big TV because it's not that it's negligible at that point,
right? But you would still have you'd still need to be able to to do all of the core rendering for the game, even if it's not being as long as it's not the same amount of texture amount memory.
You can run you can run The Witcher 3 on a potato if you're running on base settings, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't tried it with a potato yet.
You know where I'm going with that. I mean, a lot of games have a wide variety of settings on PCs already. And so you have, like, the high-scale rendering for the higher-scale games and then the lower-scale rendering for the lower stuff. The one thing I noticed was cartridges.
It does. It has cartridges. Is it, so it's,
and cartridges present an interesting thing because they can include additional hardware in a cartridge to process different things, additional RAM.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Additional, you know, what do you call them? God, I'm spacing out.
Like GPUs.
Additional GPUs or processors or
it would be,
transistors and things like
it
that.
It would be prohibitively expensive to actually put, you know, that type of technology in the actual cartridge, though.
They did it with Super Nintendo.
Well, the Super Nintendo is a little bit different, though.
Remember how much cartridges were?
Yes, but the Super Nintendo was a little bit different, though. That's the thing. I mean, they had the, you know, the base... Those were essentially expansion cards that was put into a docking station, essentially for the Super Nintendo, and all of the processing happened on the, you know, on the cartridge.
But you know, think about it this way too: it could be the cartridge unlocks a little bit of it, or the license for the game, or something like that. And maybe you download it.
Well, that doesn't necessarily jive with what we're seeing, though. I mean, it's saying that the games will be. backwards compatible with Wii U and like 3DS style games, not the physical discs, because obviously you're not going to be able to shove them in at any point, and it's not going to have a drive for it, but it's going to be a digital license. So if they're going to be building the system, it's got to be able to have at least the processing power of a Wii U in, you know, in its core. So if anything, they'll be adding maybe some memory to the game cartridge, but I don't think that that's even, you know.
Well, I mean, that's
a bad choice anyway.
I'm interested in seeing. I mean, seeing Skyrim on there gave me a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Seeing third party platforms on there as advertised, at least with this, even though we're talking about something that was probably pre rendered.
It was, but I mean.
Seeing the idea was way better than second screen. It's portable, and it's also a console.
And the multiple different control options for it, and the ability to, I think it's, you know, five different kinds or configurations in which you can play the, you know, play it. So,
so for their platformers, which they always do, and their Marios and stuff like that, the controls are always fairly simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some of those are geared more towards being able to take it with you, or the other things are not.
Well,
because the second screen thing with Wii U was always a little bit finicky.
It was, and wasn't a good idea, you know, to me, because you kind of want to put your eyes on the bigger screen and not necessarily.
I hate look up, look down, look up, look down, look up, look down.
Right.
It was cool for certain things with like Zelda and the map and things like that, but
when the action stops on the main screen and you look down and actually do some things in this. On the pad. Like, Mario Maker was good for that, because you didn't necessarily do anything on the main screen, you just saw the level as you were building it, but you were doing it, you were actually doing the work on the pad. The, the thing about the Nintendo Switch was exactly what I had said that Nintendo needed to do. They needed to focus on a gaming system that was mobile. Because their biggest hits have always been in the mobile market. So,
least in the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, everything else. I mean, I don't consider the Wii or the Wii U major successes.
The Wii was.
Well, only in the old people.
Well, but it was their highest selling console of all time.
Yeah, but like I said,
it was selling 360s.
It was a gimmick, though. And look at the gameplay.
It was a gimmick that worked, though.
It worked among a lot of people that weren't gamers, though.
You have to take that into account.
I feel like the Wii was the thing that people got thinking it was a gaming system they would use to when their kids came over, or like grandparents or people with small children or whatever, like, or people that barely gamed, because they think Wii Sports was the biggest seller on that.
Right, but then, and that's
because it came packaged.
Right, and that's for bowling and tennis and, you know.
When it first came out, it was kind of cool, because it came out and Brian, the guy that got married, brought it over and we bowled on New Year's Eve while playing Jericho.
See, I didn't, and I actually owned a Wii for a few months. And the biggest problems I had with it is I was comparing it directly to my 360. And, you know, the fact that it wasn't HD was a big thing for me. The other thing is that even properly set up, the controllers did not feel like
controllers,
like good controllers. Like bowling was haphazard at best. Like I couldn't ever actually get it to do what I want it to do. You know, tennis was worthless, and basically everything that was supposed to be great about the system didn't work out so well for me. I even bought the re-release of Metroid Prime on it.
Yeah.
And I was really psyched for Metroid Prime on that, and it fell flat because the control scheme was just terrible.
Was that the one that was 2.5D and 3D at the same time?
No, the Metroid Prime?
No, I'm thinking of the other Metroid where you would shoot in first person and you would move in side-scroller.
You had the nunchuck and the normal Wii remote for that, but it's basically having your arm pointed out at the screen and using that to aim Samus's gun.
Yeah, and your arm gets fucking tired after a while.
And my arm feels like I'd be good to go for maybe 5 minutes at a time. And that's not how you play that game at all. So it sucked. I understand that you could hook up your GameCube controller and be able to be okay, but I sold my GameCube. So
were you on the show when I talked about Conduit?
Maybe.
That was the Wii first person shooter.
Oh,
where you did all your aiming with the remotes.
Yeah,
and how fucking finicky that was.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty much the same.
Oh god, it was so tiring to play it. Wait. At a certain point, I just took the game back and sold it.
So the things that I'm seeing from the Switch is that they're moving away from the motion control stuff, which is great. In my mind, that's perfect. That's exactly what they needed to do, is get away from the gimmicks. Get back to the core, back to actual handheld gaming, and be able to work with that kind of hardware. And the idea that you can just rock up, don't even have to really pause the game, really, put your controller, I don't know, pucks. I'm calling them pucks because that's what that's what they look like, is controller puck, slide them in, pull out the screen, go off and do your own thing.
I think what we ought to look for is in the next week before we do our next show, we ought to look and see what the actual specs are when they release, if they give us any more details on it. Because I'm pretty psyched as it is, because there's a lot of things that look cool about it. I'm not going to day one it, though, like I have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait a little bit, see how it does, and then I'm going to pick it up. You know, when it's not like $7,000. Because yeah. I bought a Wii U for more than I paid for my Xbox One.
I have a Japanese website here that I'm Google translating at the moment that has some more information. Let me see what I can find. Of course, it's broken English because, right? It'll be called, the Switch cartridges are called game cards. They're not optical discs, which, great, I think. they don't have specifics on the amount of battery life, which is going to be a key feature of this. I mean, you need to know how long it's going to last. You know, but outside of that, it looks good. And there's not a whole lot out for that. I mean, it was last week?
Was it Wednesday or something?
It was Wednesday this week.
Yeah.
I know I was talking about it at work with one guy. I found one person that actually talked about games at this place, and it's like a breath of fresh air. So I'll be talking with him quite a bit more, I think. but he was really interested in seeing what that can do.
Well, I think what we ought to do is just kind of keep an eye on it in the coming weeks and see what happens.
Yeah.
I think for the show tonight, though, I mean, it's a little bit news light. I mean, that's a big story, but there's not a lot of details. The only other big thing is a really obscure, you know, trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2, which they finally released.
It's the fact that they released it saying that it is actually Red Dead Redemption 2, which is freaking amazing. But the stuff that they showed, I mean, it really doesn't tell you anything about the game other than the fact that, oh, hey, look.
We're doing it.
This is beautiful looking, and it's a thing.
This time next year.
It comes up with, it has, what, one line in the whole trailer?
Yeah, there's like next to nothing in there.
So, it'll be interesting to see what that's, you know, that's going. But if the environments are that beautiful, then sign me up.
Well, I think we're getting to that point where we just need to talk about what's coming out. And I can tell you right now.
What?
That the things that are actually out, Civ 6 is out. And that's the thing. And Rusty may have a chance to play it. I might have a chance to play it. I need to buy groceries first before I plan on doing anything. And I know that my week is going to be a little light. But that's definitely a thing. Very soon we're going to have Dishonored coming out. And then, isn't there something that comes out on the 28th?
I'm checking right now. Titanfall 2.
That comes out next week, right?
Yep, October 28th comes out. That comes out. Hearing good things about that. So, I don't know if I'll be able to pick it up.
But it's a money thing. I'm still playing some catch-up. I know Shadow Warrior 2's out right now. I'm seeing a lot of good reviews for that. I've thought about picking it up several times, but...
Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 is also coming out on October 25th, so a little bit later on. It'll be out before you hear this, I'm sure.
Battlefield 1 is out, so there's people that are playing that. I don't know if I'll be playing it or not. I know our buddy David's playing the shit out of it, or supposedly playing the shit out of it.
Oh,
Special Edition Skyrim comes out. Fuck, I don't need to buy anything.
Oh, wait.
That comes out next Friday, or the 28th, right?
The 28th, yeah. Oh, shit, son.
What day is that? Is that next...
That's Tuesday, isn't it?
No, it's not Tuesday.
28th?
28th is next Friday.
Calendar. Oh my shit.
There's something to do. I'll be modding the shit out of that, and then we accept that's Dishonored 2.
Got it.
So
don't need to buy shit because, you know, you have
just
that.
Just a let shit update. So with that in mind, I will tell you what?
Everything. All the things.
You can find us at tiltcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. You can find us on facebook.com/tiltcast or search two words, tilt and cast, and find the place where everybody talks.
Yes.
Because we don't really talk much on that. You can find out more about us on Twitter than anything else. You can download shows at tiltcast.com or iTunes. Tiltcast.com, I feel like, will give you a better representation of everything because you'll see the pictures that are amazing. And see all the descriptions and everything else.
It worked
really
hard.
You can download from the archives. We'll be mostly caught up by next week. It's been a crazy month, and we apologize. This is not normal.
No, it's not.
So, we're getting back to the normal.
What's normal?
That's normal. Sleep's normal. We don't do that. I don't do that. You can also find friends of the show For the Love of Gaming, thecarouselpodcast.com. We're back in full swing every other week. You have bmfcast.com, noquarters.net. Super highly recommend both of those, as well as tvgp.tv. They do great things.
Thanks.
With that, it's time for us to think of titles.
Okay. That's it. See you later.
Bye.